It's a common misconception that when a person washes and makes hamotzi, that no longer is it necessary to make any more brachos on any other food. We know this 100% the case, because we were learning already in the previous siman that when it comes to wine, a person still would have to make the bracha of Rei Pri HaGafen, even though they had washed and made hamotzi. The reality is that this also applies to other things as well. And the siman tells us, Devarim Haboyim B'toch HaSuda, the Acher HaSuda Madina. What is the law with regard to certain types of food that come during the meal, toward the end of the meal, or perhaps even the beginning of the meal, and whether or not a bracha needs to be recited? We're just going to scratch the surface, and there certainly is a lot to discuss, and a lot of it gets to machlokas with regard to each and every food. So we'll at least understand the basic concepts. The Mechaber tells us, Dvarim haboyim betoch hasuda, with regard to things that come in the middle of the meal, imhim dvarim haboyim mechamas hasuda, if the reason why you're eating them is connected to the meal, da'ainu dvarim shederech boa su'uda aleihem, it's something which a person sets their meal with, lafis bohem esapas, which accompanies the bread, for example, basar v'dogim, beitzim v'yarakos, vina, vegetables, cheese, eggs, fish, meat. So even though the question is, why wouldn't you have to make a shakol on the meat that you're eating? After all, you always would. And the answer is that because you made the bracha on the bread, and it's connected to the bread, and it's part of the suda, afil ochum below pas, even if you're not even going to necessarily be eating it with bread, ein te'unim bracha lefnehem debirchas hamotzi potros. The fact that you made the bracha of hamotzi, you no longer have to make a bracha on any of the other foods. As well, the fact that you bench, you also do not have to make a brena fashos afterwards, because the fact that you had bracha samozon, that covers the steak that you ate. But it has to be, it's not that bread covers any food. It has to be something which it pertains to the meal. It's besoch hasuda, it's something which is connected to the bread, it's used with the bread. V'imhein devarim haboyim shlo mechamas hasuda. But the Shulchan Aruch says that food that comes along which is not directly connected to the main meal, d'haynu she'ein derech bo asud aleihem, you're not going to set your meal on this particular food. You're not going to have the main course, is not going to be whatever is in front of you. Or l'apis mechamas apas, it's not something which is to accompany the bread. K'gon te'enim, ba'novim, certain fruits, figs, grapes, v'chomini peros, this is any type of fruit for that matter. Im ochel osam below pas, if you're going to be eating these fruits, not together with the bread, you're not going to be eating them at the same time, you ate the bread before, and now you're just eating fruit, te'unin bracha lifnehem, you're going to need to say a bracha before. What do you mean? You already said hamotzi. So the Shulchan Aruch says, debirchas hamotzi eina potrasa. Because the fact that you made hamotzi, that doesn't cover it. The lav mi'ikr se'udahim. Because this food that you're eating is not considered to be the main part of your meal. The einam te'unim bracha l'achrayim. However, you did not make a separate bracha achrona. Dikivan shibo b'toch hasuda debirchas hamazon potrasim. Since you're eating in the middle of the meal, then the benching will cover this. So just to touch upon this, brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, the following ideas with regard to specific foods. He says, banana, different types of fruits, strawberries, melons. You need to make brachos. Shemeviim b'sof hasuda, in the event that it was brought to you at the end of the meal. And he says, because the reason why you're eating it is not that it's connected directly to the meal, but it's something which is b'sof hasuda, and therefore a bracha would be required. V'chein, he says, it's not just my fruit. A lot of people think it's my fruit. Vet, when it comes to eitz, adam, he says, not so. V'chein sukhriyot v'shokoledim v'shar mini matika shein boim klal l'sova olafes el l'tainug greida. Yeshu baruch lehem shahakol afil toch asud. He says, doesn't matter even if this is in the middle of a meal. But if you're given chocolate, I'm not sure why you're going to eat chocolate in the middle of the meal, but nonetheless, that's not for the purposes of satiating yourself, of filling yourself, and it's also not something which accompanies the bread, but rather the only reason why you're eating it is latainug, is because you enjoy the sweetness, the taste. According to what he says, it's necessary for a bracha of shahakol to be recited. And the question he brings down that the mafarshim deal with is, how about by ice cream? So, if a person has ice cream, glida b'sof ha-suda, at the end of his meal, there's a question whether or not he should have to say a shakol. So as we just said, apparently you should. After all, it's not something which is to make yourself really full, and you're really only eating it l'tainu, for your own enjoyment. However, the halacha states that we do not make a bracha on ice cream that is at the end of the meal. And the reason why is because it's possible that we can view ice cream as b'chlal mashke, who is a type of liquid. And what is the? Who cares if it's a drink? Because if it's something which could be viewed as a liquid, it's possible that it's in order to quench one's thirst. And therefore, it really would be connected to the su'uda in order for a person to wash down the bread or whatever they ate during their meal. And therefore, when it comes to ice cream, even if it's served as dessert, a bracha is not recited on it. L'chein, he says, because there are these questions that some people may end up having, v'adiv shi'avarech al sukri shahakol o yashirenu adal achar birchas ha-mazon. The second thing he mentions is that there are some people that will not eat their dessert until after they bench, which on one hand, you could say that makes sense because you are removing yourself from this potential mistake of should I be making a bracha, shouldn't I be making a bracha. Of course, in the other way of looking at it is that in the event that you do not need to say a bracha and you just benched, to have to say another bracha could be a bracha shenot tzricha. So therefore, this person should be a little bit more knowledgeable about these halachos. We'll see one more concept and we'll stop. This is l'chein, ma shenohag lehevi b'tchilas ha-se'udos ha-gedolos. We find sometimes at the beginning of large meals, cocktail peros, which I guess is translated as fruit cocktail, oshar mini peros, or other chopped up fruits, yesh levarach aleihem b'rchosam ha-ro'oi, the proper bracha should be recited, b'rei p'r'eitz ha-ra'adama, the einam niftorim b'berchas ha-pas. But again, a person needs to look at this on a case-by-case basis.